Hey guys, this is DJ Alex. You're listening to 91.1 WEDM's Warren's Insanity, where the N is capitalized, but nothing else really is.
Woo!
Yeah, we're having a pretty chill session in here.
Oh, it's you gotta give me space to introduce myself.
Like,
you go into DJ Alex 91.1, and then you go straight into the topic. Like, I'm not here.
I gave you like 3 seconds.
Okay, yeah, and I clapped. My name is
well,
not
that
a clap.
That was your waste of time. So.
Okay, well, here in the passenger seat. Oh, sorry. Here in the passenger seat, I'm not on editing today. It's DJ Kyle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty somber day. Somber? It's a pretty chill day in the studio.
I mean, somber's the word, yeah.
Yeah, we got one of the lights off. We're actually in the studio this time.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
I know you guys have been hearing about how oppressed we've been about being in the VT room, but now we're in the regular studio, and it's actually pretty chill. I feel like that's where our chill mood came from.
Yeah, we've got, like, one of the lights off. We're just calm. Like, this is how you imagine a podcast. Just, like, two people, a nice, calm conversation in a room.
Hey, we should title this episode Warren's Sanity. Because
this is insane because we're so calm.
Today our topic is
meme culture.
You know, because we're two people who know way, who don't have a lot of, what? Okay.
It's more like we have, like, too much free time.
Yeah, we have a lot of free time. Memes and Vines. Vines are...
Oh, and TikToks.
Yes. Peppa, what are you doing in my kitchen?
Peppa, what are you doing in my podcast? Are we allowed to say Peppa? Is she copyrighted?
Is she?
We don't profit off this.
Yeah, we don't make a profit.
For now.
We don't make a profit off of this.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, are you recording? I said, yes. He said, no, y'all not.
Ooh.
Like, no, but, like, Peppa, is she trademarked? Is she copywritten?
I don't believe she is.
Yeah. She's probably, like, trademark of Nickelodeon.
Yeah. But not as in, like, if we say her name,
like the
they will
song?
Show up to the school.
That has to be the stupidest thing to get copywritten.
Bro, that's so stupid. Why would you copyright that? Like,
you make a song for people to sing, and then, like, but if you sing it and it goes viral,
sing it and you try to profit off it, you're gonna need to pay me.
But see, I said we're already getting off topic. So we're talking about memes, and like, I wonder, like, where memes started from. Okay, I really had to get that off my mind.
So, like, the first person to make a meme, like, just. I think memes have been around as, like, long as ever. Like, because a meme is basically just an inside joke that reaches too many people.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, see, I don't even understand the Peppa meme. It's just funny because people.
Right, but do you think cavemans understood? One would be like, and the other one would be like, and then all the cavemen.
And then all the tribe just goes,
Right. And then they sacrifice a pig or something. I don't know. But.
And they, like, sacrifice their grandma. Who knows?
Just accidentally.
Crazy
just for the
time.
Meme.
Just for when you accidentally sacrifice your grandma in the ritual.
This is exactly why Neo doesn't know what happens in our podcast. Because we don't know either.
Are we going to keep this in there when you sacrifice? Oh. I feel like it's. Oh, my gosh. My favorite new TikTok meme, or it's not my favorite, but it's, like, one of the newer ones, where it's not really new. It's, like, Chloe, the Zoe 101 ones.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
I don't know if it's Zoe 101. Is that the mermaid?
That's, Mecco Mermaids H2O Just Add Water.
Yeah. It's that, and, like, it's just, like, they'll, like, be, like, ooh, is that water? And they put their hand in it, like, someone from, like, they'll zoom the camera, it's, like, Chloe, don't put your... Don't put your hands in the water. I've never seen the show, but the TikToks are funny.
Like, with me, I like memes that are just so out there and, like, you don't understand what's happening kind of memes. Those are my favorite. Like, I have...
There goes Neo. No one believes we're in here recording.
They never do.
I guess it's probably because it's too chill.
Yeah, probably. They're like, no. Okay.
Like, no one believes we're in here recording. Okay, continue.
But, like, those surrealist Tumblr memes, it'll be like me and the boys at 3 a.m. getting some beans, and it'll be like this ultra-fried image of just like a worm sitting on the sidewalk drying out, and I will find that the funniest thing in the
Yo,
world.
Yo, the funniest memes are like not the memes that are meant to be. Oh, if I do this, the funniest memes are not the ones that are meant to be funny.
Yeah.
The funniest ones are like the really like the picture has nothing to do. Like it'll be like, when you kick your friend, when your friend smacks your leg, but the picture is like someone's grandma like curled over. Like it's funny, but like,
you're like right.
My sense of humor is so trash. It like that'll make me cackle for 2 weeks.
Bro, like yeah, you know when you like think of things that happened before and you just like kind of start laughing like to yourself when nothing's happening.
Yes. Okay.
But look. Like there's this game on Switch called Jackbox. And what you can do is that you play this t-shirt game called TKO, I believe, and you can make your own shirts, right? But it'll be like one person draws something, one person writes some saying, and then one person combines you two's quotes. It'll be like five of you all drawing and writing quotes and things, right?
Yeah.
And then the person who combines the points gets like who combines the picture and the slogan will get the points for the round. And I remember I drew have you seen that picture of Eminem, Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I drew that. But I had to draw it with just like my finger on my phone. So it didn't look that good.
It didn't look like that.
And then somebody else had
what
wrote.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I can't see them.
Do you not see the lights?
Okay. No. But somebody else had wrote the slogan as Fortnite. And the person who wanted to combine those. So they took like my Eminem, Steve Harvey, and they were in Fortnite. And when I tell you, everybody in the room started laughing at that shirt. Like, I don't even understand. Like, I don't know. Like, and then of course there are a bunch more inappropriate things that I can't say here. But
for me, I love pictures where like the person, like it'll be like one of the like edits, or like mm-hmm. they'll edit a picture, but like. I love the ones that are done horribly.
Like, yes.
It'll be like.
The ones where
it'll be like.
Mom said it's my turn on the Xbox bottom text.
And like, or it'll be like me and the boys will we go get ice cream. But like, it's just like characters that are like nowhere near edited in properly.
Like just like the feet PNGs. Just like
yeah.
pasted onto like a Dairy Queen. Like,
like a Dairy Queen logo and just. Like, they have, like, a gigantic human-sized blizzard next to it.
Right.
Like, that's funnier than, like when people try and do an edit and it turns out decent.
Right. Kyle can make this series of, like, edits.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put people in, like, Gucci. The one that Kyle showed me of themselves was, like, Kyle with a panther and a Ferrari in the background and stacks
like,
of money and a Gucci shirt.
Too many exotic animals. But look, it wasn't even that. It's the setting of the actual photo. It was, like, just outside
Didn't
in the street.
Did you just feel somewhere?
It was just outside in the street. So,
yeah,
like, according to that photo, for anyone who believes it, I brought my Jaguar, my monkey, my chef. Not even
your stacks of money.
My stacks of money. My monkey. Like, I brought everything. Laid it out into the street. The money didn't blow away. And then I somehow parked the car, and no one robbed me. Because
mm-hmm.
I was not in a... I was in the hood, so, like, no one robbed me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Nah, if you were in the hood, somebody would have kicked the money over and been like, it's my money and I need it now. And everybody would have, like, busted out their house
all
and
the
started,
people,
like, grabbing money from the air.
All the people come out the back, girl. Call J.G. Winsworth. 877-CASH-NOW.
Bro, I remember those, like, catchy commercial phone numbers better than my parents.
The best commercial, and I will forever stand on this,
mm-hmm.
is the, Education Connection.
Oh, get connected for free.
Yes.
It's Education Connection.
Like those will forever be the best. Those, like, okay, the J.G. Winsworth commercials, they're okay.
Right. But for me, I personally love the Pepto-Bismol commercials. If you've got nausea, heartburn,
indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Girl, you need a drop of Pepto-Bismol. And then the background dancers are just like, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Like, that's so good to me. Like, I'm more like a Pepto-Bismol, like, color toady, right?
Yo, wait. I remember I've gotten into a fight about a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It was with my brother. Because, you know the Keller and Keller commercial?
Yeah.
He'd be like, it's not Keller and Keller, it's Keller and Keller. And I'll be like, we're saying the same thing. And like, he'd do it constantly. Like, I'll just be listening to commercial trying to jam. And it'll be like, Keller and Keller. And he'd scream from wherever he was, it's Keller and Keller, not Keller and Keller.
It's the commercial that's saying it. So who are you to correct?
He'll be like, it's Keller and Keller, not Keller and Keller. And one time we were sitting on the couch and he said it and I was like, say it again. And he said it again. So I had to knock him out. Just kidding. I hit his tooth and it hurt my finger. And then he punched me. So, yeah, I hit his, because I guess he was like laughing. And I was like,
boy, I'm going to knock those teeth out your face.
I'd call myself maybe like, I was like maybe 8 and he's like a solid 3 years older than me.
So I thought you were going to be like, I'm like 8 and he's like a solid 3 years old.
So like the height difference, I had to like do a jump. And yeah, it definitely hit his tooth. But I was so mad because even after he saw my hand was bleeding from his weird shaped teeth, just punched me in the face. Like, would I tell you I've never been socked so hard? I don't know if it was the 8-year-old, but he went, yo, I feel like commercials are just as good as Vines and memes. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember Vine had just ended and we were going somewhere. And in Virginia, there's always some form of construction. And there was a road work ahead. And I was looking out the window and I went, road work ahead. And then I remembered Vine had died and I went like, I sure hope it does. Like,
yo.
And everybody was just like, hey, you good?
It was one of them. It was a meme that mentioned that. And it was like, I feel like out of self-respect, when you're driving in a car and you see a road work sign, you have to say, I sure hope it does. And right. It was like me driving down the freeway at 9 o'clock, road work. It was like me driving down the closed off freeway, going through the road work ahead sign. I sure hope it does. And I was like, this shouldn't be funny.
You know how like you can send a screenshot of a Vine to be able to communicate an emotion? Yes. So there's this thing. It was like one day, 30 years into the future, they're going to look back at like posts of people like using Vine screenshots to convey an emotion and not understand what it means. And it's going to be the new hieroglyphs.
That kind of hurt. Like that? That kind of hurt, bro.
Just 30 years into the future.
Bro, imagine if you have kids, you got to like you reference a Vine and they don't get it.
I know Will Smith is immortal and everybody knows this, but like, let's say he goes missing and my kids are like,
I'm sorry, can we just say missing was in air quotes? Let's just clarify. If Will Smith ever goes missing, Alex called it, he's not really gone. Because he's just
he's immortal. He's immortal. But like,
the vampire is sticking back.
So Will Smith will be like missing and my kid, and I'll be like, man, y'all don't know nothing about this. And then start singing like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. And honestly, then my two kids that won't be mine because I don't like kids will be like, who's Will Smith? And then I'm going to have to like sit them outside and force them to watch all 9 seasons of Fresh Prince.
Okay. This is just a threat for Nick at Night. Okay. If you ever, this is a personal, this is a PSA for Nick at Night. If you ever stop playing the Will Smith and George Lopez episodes while I'm trying to sleep at incredibly late hours in the night, I will personally have to fight every single one of you. I remember, like, as a kid, waking up with, like, cold sweats, the George Lopez theme song, just do, 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 do. Like, the Lowrider song. Like, I have, like, vivid memories of that, like, out of nowhere.
Right. With me, it was more like, it would be, like, 3 a.m, I had on Disney Channel, and it's, like, That's So Raven reruns.
Okay. I'm sorry, Disney. I don't even like Disney anymore because they don't even play those at night.
They don't?
No, they don't play any of the old school shows, and it honestly makes me mad. Like I remember as a kid, like these kids will never understand. I remember as a kid,
bro,
like if my niece or something came over, we would like spray each other in the face with water, like fight sleep so hard just to catch the episodes. Even if it was a rerun, we were still so grateful. So like,
right, because they always play just like the same 8 episodes over and over again.
Yeah, so like literally, we would like lay there. And then like if one of us started going to sleep, we literally had like one of the spray bottles that they use on hair. Just like you would do a cat and be like, wake up. And honestly, I have no.
I don't like that.
This is so off.
Can we talk about 90s nostalgia next time?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Look, this is so off. But kids are gonna have like the worst. Like kids nowadays don't like have. Like people are like, oh, 2000s kids don't know. No, kids born after 05 don't know.
Yeah, they won't.
Like I remember like solidly like especially like the commercials because they got Netflix now. But I've seen this post so many times. Like kids nowadays will never know the type of athlete you become when you go to the bathroom on a commercial break and it's short and you're and someone just yells, "It's back on," or you hear it while you're like leaving and you have to like sprint and jump up.
Yes.
Like I feel like that's the equivalent of Usain Bolt running. Like, cause you have to like, especially like, okay, so we have pets mm-hmm. and like you don't want to step on
no.
them. But like, I feel like whenever that time would come, they'd be like really inconveniently placed.
My dog, he likes to play insurance fraud. So,
what does that mean?
Like, I'll be running somewhere, and he'll see that I'm running. He'll know where I'm going, and he'll be like, all right, here's my chance. And he'll run in front of me and lower his body in front of my foot. And then I won't even kick him. Like, he'll just make contact with my ankle, and this dude will throw himself. Like, and he'll, like, lay down, and then he'll lay down and close his eyes and look at me and close his
eyes. You know that
meme
where it's like, show me the money. It's like, all I gotta say is, where's my money? That's your dog. See?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like if you've never stepped on your pet, okay, let me rephrase that. I'm talking about, like tails. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cat, you have to apologize, like,
yeah,
8,000
no,
times.
Her tail is always inconveniently placed. And then, like, okay, so now she doesn't, I feel like now she doesn't get mad about it. But, like, I would never step on it. Just, like, I would just, like, hover my foot above it like a sibling and be like, I'm not touching you. And she'd just go, meow! And I'd be like, I'm not touching your tail. Yo. I'm sorry, but can we... She walks around the house like she's a stray cat. Like, when I'm telling you, I'll go to the bathroom and I'll look and all you can hear is, like, on the door. Like, if I go upstairs, one time I just opened the fridge and she just walked in.
Into the fridge?
Because we don't have our shelves... We didn't have our shelves up because we were cleaning them.
Yeah.
So I opened the fridge, got my drink, and I didn't know she was in there because I had my headphones on. Opened the fridge, got my drink, and then I was like, oh, I wonder why she's not following me. So then I put my drink back up, crawls out the fridge. And, like I'm telling you, I have a cat on crack. She can open cabinets. We used to hide her food in the cabinet, and, like, you know how, like, some cabinets, like, not the ones that, like you just got to pull them.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow she figured, like, doors, too. She'll, like, stick her paw underneath and kind of, like, yank it back. So locking her up in the basement does nothing because she just opens the door.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
My Cat from Hell featuring Kyle.
And that's about our time. This is probably the longest podcast we've done.
This is probably the most efficient podcast.
Yeah, because we've just been in here rambling. And
well, okay,
we're going to force our friends to listen to it anyway.
Okay, but look, we always talk about Vines. Like, even in our regular podcast, we always end up talking about Vines.
Yeah.
I feel like this one was off topic, but, you know, it was the topic.
This was more like we said the word Vine and then went off on our own. Like,
well, we said Vines, memes, and TikToks. It all started with, Peppa, what are you doing in my crock? Alex, you know what you should give me? A Peppa the Pig crock stamp. Croc giblet.
If we can get 100 views.
Bro, nah, how are you gonna go from like 7 to 100?
That's the point. Look, you either get us to 100 or Kyle doesn't get a Peppa
look,
stamp.
If we get to 20 views. Not a stamp, a 25. Giblet. 25. Okay, guys.
Make sure you smash that like button, smash that subscribe
like
button,
subscribe.
Share this with your friends.
Guys, look, if you get this to 25 views, I get a Peppa the Pig giblet. And this is in recording. So there's like no way that Alex can deny it. So
I'm the editor of this episode.
Okay, but we got to save an unedited version. You know that. So
poop-diddy scoop.
If you guys get this to 25 views, I get a Peppa the Pig giblet. I will beat out. I will throw a chair and like concuss myself to get this.
Okay. Okay. Can we sign out?
Can we? I don't know. Can you?
Thank you for listening to Warren's Insanity
today. See you guys later. Bye.
Love you.